Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adam Paulus, telling you about the toys that are not weak of the week. See how I wordplay. Very exciting. This week, let me consult my magical list of mystery to find out what we're talking about. Ah, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Blue box mini vehicles with figures, waves 1 and 2. Because, really, I should give you more for your money. And this is a free podcast, so anything's good, but five exciting vehicles this week. Let me go round them up, and I'll be right back to tell you all about them on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Toy of the Week. Star Wars. Okay, I'm going now. All right, I got my vehicles in front of me now on my desk, which is in front of me. I got a good-sized desk, so I have a keyboard, and then this dead space, and then my monitor, and that's where the vehicles are right now, and the microphone is right next to me. I'm painting a picture with words. Because I'm like Thomas Kincaid, but instead of light, I am using photon. I don't. Screw this. This is stupid. Anyway, let's move on. Plo Koon speeder bike. Plo Koon speeder bike is an exciting vehicle. It includes a super articulated Plo Koon with a cloth lower waist piece. Arguably, good enough reason to buy the set. The speeder bike has the Plo Koon Jedi Starfighter paint job on it, and the mold itself is very similar to that of the 2003 Clone Wars Clone Troopers speeder bike. That's before they did the animated style for vehicles and whatnot. But it's very nice and has a firing rocket. It's essentially a modified 1983 speeder bike. But it's pretty cool and is designed to go nicely with your Republic gunships. You can take off the parts of it and store it inside. I think you can take the parts off of it. This comes off, doesn't it? Yeah, it comes right out. So you can take it apart, pretend battle damage. The brake flaps move when you push down on the legs. The handlebars are there. And yeah, it's pretty good. Figures a good reason to buy it. Next we have the Mandalorian speeder bike with the Mandalorian Commando figure. You're going to buy this probably just for the figure. It's a tiny little vehicle. It's so small it looks like it could fit inside a standard 2002 era card back and still have room for the figure, which is hilarious if you actually are following my train of thought. You don't care. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. But am I going into too much detail on these things? The vehicle is actually quite tiny. It has very little going on. You can open up the back of the vehicle and some capture claws pop out, which is pretty cool. But you have to retract them manually, which is not. And it's pretty stiff, so you can pull these things out and grab on to like Obi-Wan Kenobi and drag him behind the bike, which is alright. It has a retractable landing gear, which is extremely unimpressive. It's just this little toothpick thing that comes out the back. And it's a tiny little vehicle, but the figure itself is so cool, I'd recommend buying it anyway. It's a Mandalorian Super Commando with a non-removable helmet, which is so refreshing these days. Every figure has a removable helmet, and they don't work that great. So this one actually stays together really well. He has those great wrists that can pivot as well as swivel, and he's got amazing hip joints, which I know it sounds real sexy, but he can sit really well, he can stand, he can assume a bunch of poses. It's worth getting the vehicle just for the figure, even though the figure will be available later. Get it now. Be impatient. It's all right. I won't judge you. My favorite vehicle in the wave is the next one. It's the Naboo Star Skiff with Anakin Skywalker. The figure's really cool, and the vehicle's really cool. The vehicle doesn't have any firing rockets, but it's the only non-speeder bike in the first two waves, which is kind of depressing to me. It's all bikes. They're nice bikes, don't get me wrong, but they're bikes. This vehicle looks a lot like Queen Amidala's, or rather Padme's, vehicle from Attack of the Clones at the beginning, sort of. A little bit. But it's much, much, much smaller. One person can sit in it. It has retractable guns. No landing gear to speak of. And it's silver. They actually painted a silvery vehicle with silver paint, so it looks even better. It pops open, you can see one figure inside, and it's an all-new sculpt of Anakin Skywalker in a Naboo fighter pilot outfit. Which leads me to believe there will be other Naboo fighter pilots later, but this is just the first one. He has a lightsaber, it's a great-looking figure, great-looking vehicle. Doesn't do a whole heck of a lot, but it's really nice, and it fits the bill of an old-fashioned Kenner mini-rig. They don't make a lot of them, so you should get this one. Next up we have Obi-Wan Kenobi with his speeder bike with sidecar, which is an excellent toy. And my intel is telling me you're not buying it, which is interesting because it really is a solid toy. If you have a kid or you actually have you know, the desire to open things and zoom around with them on the carpet. Well, maybe not the carpet. You don't want to get carpet fibers in the wheels. This is a great vehicle. Obi-Wan Kenobi is super articulated, just like the Freakobike one, with the cloth lower skirt piece, and he can sit in the speeder bike. He also has a sidecar, which is removable for another figure, like a clone trooper. And it's got a giant laser machine gun thing on it. It's really cool. The wheels spin just fine. So this is one of the very few wheeled speeder bikes on the market today. And, yeah, I mean, you can actually play with it. It's a toy. I like that a lot. And the figure's pretty good, too. It would probably be a lot more exciting if they gave a new figure with it rather than a repack. But even as a repack, I'd still say, if you have a birthday present needing to be bought, this is a good one to buy for a kid, let's say, under 8. Maybe 8 to 10. Eh, 6 to 10. Because it's really cool, and it's fun. And I don't usually say that. Because usually it's one or the other. The final, fifth vehicle of this week's very hasty roundup of new vehicles and Toy of the Week is the Cad Bane Pirate Speeder Bike. It has an all-new Cad Bane figure. I thought it just had new legs. I was wrong. The entire figure is resculpted. New torso, new legs, new everything. His legs can bend. You know, most figures, you're lucky if you can get them to bend at a 90-degree angle, a right angle, just like kind of a square. This one can actually bend beyond that and tuck his legs back and sit on the bike and look good. Hasbro really did a nice job on it. And the bike itself is from the Hondo Anaka Pirate Gang, and it looks just like the cartoon. It's got two seats on it, a place to store a rifle, hidden retractable cannons, and he's got footrests for the figures, landing skids. There's not a lot, you know, there's no rocket firing parts or anything, but it's a nice solid looking vehicle. It looks nice. It's got a good paint job. You feel like you get your money's worth on this set, absolutely, because the figure's very good. And let's face it, you're probably having a hard time finding Cad Bane anyway. It's just a popular character. I gotta say, I really admire this vehicle. And I wish they had Weequay Pirates to go with it. Cad Bane never appeared in the same episode as this bike, so obviously the pairing was purely for sales reasons. Not that I blame Hasbro for that. But it'd be nice to have some more Weequay Pirates, or a version of Hondo Anaka who can actually sit on the bike. But Cad Bane can sit on the bike perfectly. He looks great. The vehicle looks good. And there's not a lot of good bounty hunter vehicles out these days. There's the new Toys R Us exclusive Jango Fett Slave 1, but that's $110. Nice vehicle, don't get me wrong, but it's $110. So this is one of the few smaller bad guy ships. The Mandalorian Commando bike is as well. It's just not that exciting. I mean, it's nice that it exists, and the figure's really cool, but... So anyway, in this week's list, if I were to recommend you get three for you as an adult collector, I would say Cad Bane's Pirate Bike is a good one. The Anakin Skywalker with Naboo Starskiff is excellent, especially if you like the 1980s Kenner minirigs. If you didn't, you should not get this one for the exact same reasons. And I would say, probably the Mandalorian bike, just because it is a brand new sculpt, and the Mandalorian figure itself is very nice, and you're going to want a few of those, if you're an army builder especially. The Plo Koon bike is more recommended to Plo Koon fans. So that's this week's figure, toy, vehicle, Toy of the Week roundup. I'm babbling. It's been a long morning. Anyway, I got another podcast to do, so thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. All five of these Star Wars vehicles are available at entertainmentearth.com as of when I'm recording this. If you're in the distant future, they might be gone. But I think they're great. I think these are all great gifts, and most of these would be fantastic for your average collector, depending on your tastes. I like them all because I like mini rigs a lot. So I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.